Welcome back, everyone, to Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, the C4 podcast. I'm Chris Clem. I'm your host, and I'm coming at you live from my car after a game where the Cavs lost the first game of the NBA Finals to the Golden State Warriors, a game which, looking back, will be one that I think they will be upset that they didn't get because it was there for the taking in the third quarter, and it was there to be theirs. But that's okay. It's game one. LeBron James in his career is 1-6 in game ones. And the one game that he won in the finals for game one, he lost the series to. And that was in 2011 against the Dallas Mavericks. So there's a long way to go. And all these LeBron teams have had problems with the game one of the NBA Finals. So I'm not going to get down, okay? If you've been listening to the national media, you've been watching the national media, nobody's picking the Cavs. Nobody picked them to begin with, for good reason. Golden State is amazing. But that does not mean the Cavs cannot pull this out, and it doesn't mean that they are dead in the water. First off, J.R. Smith did nothing on offense. I would have rather had J.R. Smith miss 15 shots than do nothing, and that's fine. He's not going to do that again. He's a gunner. And, hey, Kyrie Irving, he dribbled the life out of the ball. That's going to happen. The Cavs played bad. They really did. And you could say, hey, the Splash Brothers are never going to be that quiet again. But you'll take your chances with that as opposed to every single player on their bench scoring in double figures just all coming off in a parade. I will live with Sean Livingston getting 20 points in this game. The Splash Brothers are quiet. Let Steph Curry get 35. Sean Livingston, as long as he's not dropping 20, I think they'll be okay. And honestly, the Cavs, they have to play offense better. LeBron's going to be scoring inside the paint. They missed a ton of layups. I just want to say I wanted to come on here and make a quick podcast and tell everybody to keep the faith. It's not over yet. And honest, until they lose, they haven't lost. So until the Cavs have lost four games in the finals aren't over. And right now it's been one game. One game out of a possible seven that they lost. There's plenty of time left to turn this around. Last year, it was close in game one, and they lost. And honestly, that game was a Timofey Mozgov bullshit travel call away from being a Cavaliers victory. And yesterday, they were a lot further away than that. So I get it. It's easy to be upset. But honestly, the way they played yesterday makes me think they could play better, and they still have a shot at this. Whereas last year, they were playing the best they possibly could, and they lost. This team is not done. The series is not done, and the NBA Finals have not been decided, okay? Analytics people and people who study the NBA, people who write about the NBA, sports writers, a lot of them all think the Cavs are done. But a lot of former players don't think they're done. The Cavs still have a shot, and the Cavs still have a good shot. And I'm not giving up the fort and surrendering my fanhood until it's over, because frankly, NBA Finals aren't promised. They're not guaranteed. Who's to say that they're going to be there next year? So even if they lose, I'm still enjoying the ride. But I don't think this is going to happen. I still think they're going to win. And I think they're going to shock the world, and they're going to steal one in Golden State. Okay? Kevin Love wasn't horrible on defense yesterday. That alone is an accomplishment in its own right. I got to think with the regression to the mean, the Cavs will shoot better. And the Warriors bench will play worse. Of course, obviously, the Splash Brothers will score more. But I think overall, that said regression benefits the Cavs more than it benefits the Warriors. And that's not even to mention what happens in Game 3 and Game 4 when they come home. I have faith in Ty Lue to twist things around and to come up with some adjustments. And honestly, I think the Cavs, they got those jitters out of their system, and they're not going to play this much iso ball in game two, and it's going to be a completely different story. I hope it's going to be a completely different story, because if not, it's going to be a long off season. But I do think it'll be a different story, and I think when they get home, they got a chance to really, they could rip off the next three. I fully believe that, and I'm not just deluding myself in the waters of Homerism and bathing myself in the blind eye of Homer fandom. Local sports honkness. I honestly think they could rip off three in a row. And I do think the Cavs are a little underrated right now because of how bad the East was. And I think maybe Golden State was a little bit of a shock how much better they were than the Raptors. But I do think they'll be ready in game two. And I think things will turn around. And I think the Cavs are going to win the fucking NBA Finals. Yeah! So I'm not giving up. And I hope you don't either. And I can't wait for game two. I hope the Cavs can do it. Because I know they can. I just hope they will. I'll be back probably on Monday and Wednesday. I got some guests lined up to talk about the Cavs. And hopefully we have some good things to talk about. Until then, I'll talk to you after game two. Go Cavs. NBA Finals. All in. 216. And we're four away. So you know what that means. The Cavs got to do one thing. In the words of Adrian Balboa, win. Just win. Go Cavs.